Hey, we have a special guest with us. His name is Connor Jones, and he runs the Baseballism store across the street at 3rd and King. And I've gotten to know Connor, and of course, Baseballism is a sponsor of our podcast, Mid-Inning Relief, at Mid-Inning Relief on Twitter. And Carmen Alley and I do one a week, and it really is a lot of fun. You can win a $50 gift card to Baseballism by just getting the secret word and tweeting it in at Mid-Inning Relief, and then Allie and Carmen pick a winner every week.
What's the secret word this week?
I can't tell you that. I would be shot if I would tell you that.
You'd tell me, but you'd have to kill me.
Right.
Yeah,
but you could go to the podcast, and it's right in the beginning of the podcast. But, Connor, put that microphone up there close to your mouth because we want to have you on. Tell us a little bit about Baseballism, but Connor Jones has a baseball story, and where do you hear his baseball background? But tell us Baseballism first.
Thank you for having me on, Mark.
Get it up there.
You hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
You got to talk right
Thank
into it like that.
Thank you for having me on. Yeah, a little bit about Baseballism. We are a baseball lifestyle brand. So kind of instead of your team-specific stuff, it's a brand based around the love of the game. So kind of apparel, T-shirts, accessories, glove leather stuff, hats, socks, baseball, everything. Really just stuff that embodies a love of the game. And, I mean, if you love the game, you come in, you figure out kind of all the stuff and pick the shirt that kind of speaks to you the most. Yeah, Marty's repping baseball today, so we did kind of a play on words for every store that we do around the country. So here in San Francisco, we did Baseball by the Bay, so B-A-Y-S-B-A-L-L. So
I love it. I think the stuff's great.
He's also got on a major league hat.
I've got the Wild Thing hat, right?
Big on our baseball movies.
Sandlot stuff.
Yeah, Sandlot, Major League. We got Bull Durham. We've got a Field of Dreams shirt. Today I am wearing our 3-up and 3-down shirt. So it is the number 3, but then there's an arrow up and an arrow down. So if you saw somebody walking down the street in this shirt, you'd be like, well, what's up with the 3? So then you got to kind of lead them on, like, oh, do you know baseball?
It's like inside baseball. It's almost inside jokes among baseball fans.
Exactly.
Which is cool.
We like to call ourselves kind of a baseball insider brand or baseball snob. We like to share it with everybody, though. You spread the love of the game with everybody through the apparel.
Oh, we love it. We thank you so much for sponsoring Mid-Inning Relief, our podcast. So it's a lot of fun to do that. But you have a baseball story. And Adam, let me just, you know, give you the segue into it. Connor played baseball.
Right.
And he played in the Independent League, the Frontier League. And he was part of a team called the Frontier Grays. It was a 13-team league, and they needed a 14th team. So they created the Frontier Grays. They had no home. They were a road team.
You played every game on the road,
man. And it's on YouTube. I watched the video. It's about 6 minutes. It's outstanding. But, Connor, you were part of this, and tell everyone how this came about. It's one of those great baseball stories.
Yeah, so really, I mean, the reason I work for Baseballism is because I love the game. I went to Villanova University, played my college ball there. Unfortunately, never got drafted, so wanted to keep playing baseball. Got into Independent League, so I was in the Frontier League. Went to a tryout and got picked up, of course, by the team that didn't even have a home stadium. So if I wanted to continue to play baseball, I was going to have to ride a bus for the entire summer. And I said, you know what? I love this game. I'm going to keep doing it. So traveled around kind of the Midwest of America from like a lot of small towns. These small towns right in the heart of America, they love their baseball out there, though. But really just a great experience that I allowed myself to keep playing. And then after 3 months of riding a bus all summer, it was kind of a rude awakening that eventually you do got to hang them up.
Well, how did you guys play? I mean, every game on the road, how did you finish?
I think we were one of the lower teams in the league, unfortunately.
So it's like the 1899 Cleveland Spiders, who played 154 games. They played 113 of them on the road. That's how that works. So,
well, Philip Roth wrote a great book, The Great American Baseball Novel, I think it was called, and he had the Rupert Mundys, M-U-N-D-Y-S, and they were their stadium got condemned or something. They were on the road for the whole year in that Philip Roth book. It's a very famous Philip Roth book. But it's fun. Connor Jones with us. And looking at the video on YouTube, it was great education for me. You never bat last, right? You're always,
always
a road,
the road team.
They're called the Frontier Grays because they're always in a road uniform,
right.
Gray. The food is peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, essentially.
Yeah.
That's what you get. And you're always in a hotel room and sleeping on a bus.
Fast food.
Come on.
And peanut butter and jellies. I mean, it was rough.
Where'd you do laundry? You just at the hotels?
Luckily, the other team would take care of us for the most part. I mean, it was kind of a league that, I mean, the other teams would really just have to step in and help us.
Right. So how long were these bus rides? I mean, it's an independent league, so you're in the Frontier League. How far is your longest travel?
5 to 10 hours. We were based out of a small town in Illinois called Highland, Illinois, okay. Just about 30 miles outside St. Louis, actually. But then there was a team up in Michigan, so that's a 10-hour bus ride.
Jesus, man.
It was rough. I mean, you'll talk to guys in the minor leagues. They're doing the same thing.
Yeah,
and.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a glorified life that you're living until you get to the bigs.
And $600 a month, $800 a month, that was it, right?
$800. Some guys were getting $1,000. I mean, there were guys that had been released from affiliate ball that were still trying to make it, so they would get a little bit more than the rookies would, but slim pickings.
Boy, amazing. So 3 months, and how were your numbers? How did you do?
I actually didn't get many at-bats. I finished, I think, with like 20 at bats, had like 3 hits. I mean, it was
Aaron Althair of the Frontier Grays.
I was there for the experience, absolutely. I really had a passion to continue to play baseball, to be a professional baseball player. I always told myself, someday I'm going to be a professional baseball player.
And this counts.
I know, exactly.
This counts, man.
I checked it off the list. I got paid, like $2,400 to play for a full summer, and count it, man.
And you got a hell of a story out of it, too. I mean, there's a good memory.
There
right?
is. Yeah. No, I will never forget it, man. Even the guys that were out there, too, we were, all good ball players, too. Yeah. I mean, that's another thing that kind of sets it. The mindset where you get out there and you see all the talent of other kids that are still trying to make it, and it makes you realize how many people really play this game.
So when you see movies like Bull Durham or you see these minor league grinds like that, is it comparable? Is that what you're feeling when you're...
Pretty accurate,
obviously, that's
yeah.
triple. I guess that's... What are they in Bull Durham? Are they in A ball, triple A ball?
Yeah, it's like the Southern League.
Yeah, or something like that,
it's
right?
like A or double A or A.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they have it slightly better than we did, but still pretty bad, man.
Well, plus you never have a home crowd.
That's unbelievable.
You know, you're always on the road. It really, they should make a movie out of this thing. There's a YouTube video, Frontier Grays.
Yeah, look it up. There was Maxim actually did an article on it, so search Maxim Frontier Grays and you'll see the video about it.
All right. You ought to have a Frontier Grays night at the ballpark.
You still got a jersey? You got to get some Frontier Grays gear over
true.
In
yeah,
baseball.
What about that
would be a great story.
Yeah, yeah. What about that?
We'll have to look into it, yeah.
Absolutely. Come on, I would wear it.
I'd rock some gray.
Well, you have great stuff over there. Mother's Day is coming up tomorrow.
Yes.
There's a lot of special Mother's Day baseball.
Mom line.
Yeah, Bonnie, my daughter, has a nice, beautiful sweatshirt that says Mom in Baseball, and uh-huh. she loves it. So the stuff is really a lot. It's, you know what it is? It's fun.
Yeah.
That's what the store is all about. Baseballism is fun. And I think that's the best part of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's really what the game is all about. If
yeah.
you're not having fun, why are you doing it?
Yeah, yeah, it is. And even my son-in-law, Greg Barmay, the doctor, I got him a shirt that said, it's a big Red Cross symbol on the front that says rub dirt on it.
Exactly.
You know, he liked that. That was good. You know, he liked that. So everyone who gets it, really enjoys it.
Yeah. I mean, there's kind of a shirt. Like you said, the rub dirt speaks to the medical industry. We have a math equation that's, I think you've spoke about this one before, but 6 + 4 + 3 = 2.
That's great.
So that's great for anyone that's a teacher or anybody that's big into numbers.
I like that one.
We have a blueprint shirt that has all of the kind of dimensions of the baseball field, which is great for any kind of builder or engineer. So, like I said, come in, check out the store, and kind of find the one that speaks to you.
And kids like it. Noah, my grandson. Since wearing the Ducks on the Pond.
Oh, yeah.
You wore that to school the other day.
Got the full youth line, yeah. Women's.
Yeah, it's cool. All right.
The
Connor.
Website? We got a website for us?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Along with the stores, we're also an online brand, so just baseballism.com. Check us out on there. Also big on Instagram and Twitter, so check us out on our social feeds.
Yeah, and also, Allie, right, did you just say our name or something outside? What do they say? For a discount?
50? Oh, yeah. So mention the podcast. Well, listen to the podcast,
right.
First of all. But mention the podcast when you come in the store. We will get you a small discount as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we talk about that.
Good deal.
All right, great. Thank you for coming over.
Absolutely. Thank
it's
you for
nice
having me.
It's nice to have you. And I like, yes. I like the Frontier Grays.
I mean, it's a great story.
It is a great story.
The legend of the Grays from the
road team the whole year.
Are they still around?
I think.
Good question.
I think they're actually not around anymore.
They folded.
I think a couple of the teams disbanded, so the Grays are no longer around.
What city won the league? Who won the league? Do you remember?
That year, I'm not sure. I know there's a team in Rockford. But it was the 2016 season. I'm really not
okay.
sure.
All right, we'll look it up. All right, Connor, thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you for having me.
All right,
me
Connor
on.
Jones, baseball-ism. It's a lot of fun, and that's why we're out here at the ballpark.